It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
Hey guys, Wednesday forecast for you. We are here at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices. I appreciate this, Mark, because tomorrow I'll give them a shout out. They may even be listening on their way up. My mom has two sisters who live far away. I never get to see them, and they're going to be in town on Thursday, so I'm going to go have lunch with them. So I appreciate you doing this on Wednesday.
Do you notice that I look like shit today?
Whoa, I already have to hit the edit button 25 seconds in.
We can say that on this.
You look like absolute trash.
I feel like it, to be honest with you.
I'm going to tweet a picture of you.
I'm wearing a Hawk shirt, people. I'm wearing a Hawk shirt. I got the Tiger Hawk polo on right now. And should be obvious already why I'm wearing this shirt, but
you're upset today.
I'm going to be honest, my boys let me down. All right?
You're upset.
I've got to wear this Hawkeye gear all week long.
Where did you get the gear?
So the bet was with KK, my office assistant, agent, personal assistant, whatever the title is these days. She's a big Hawk.
Personal assistant.
She's a big Hawk. So we bet on the game every year. I never win, obviously, since we haven't won the game since she started.
You've won 10 of the last 21.
Yeah. I'm 0 for 3 with her.
Well,
2016, 2017, 2018.
Okay.
0 for 3.
Yeah.
The shirts are her husband's. So at least I don't have to buy this stuff.
If you had to buy it.
And we're similar size, so they fit. They fit. I'm a Matt Campbell fan. I'm on record.
You should be a Matt Campbell fan.
I like the guy. I don't want to say anything negative because I want to go up to practice with my kid. I don't want him to kick me out of there.
You know why I love Matt? Because I can write a column like I did on Monday and question everything and then on Tuesday walk in there and he is the same guy and he understands the job.
Yeah.
He's not going to send his wife to bitch you out or anything like that. That's why I like Matt.
I just felt disappointed.
Say what you need to say, Mark.
I just felt disappointed, man. I was really.
Did you go?
No. So I watched it at home.
You told that one guy to drive his own ass home?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I think he did. He actually did go over there. He sent me a picture of a guy in a Hawk jersey on the back where the last name goes. It said RU. And then the number underneath was 18. I like that jersey. That's kind of a fun jersey, actually. I don't know how to summarize how I felt. I really honestly thought we were the best team.
So do I still think that, but Iowa is really good up front defensively, so it's hard to argue the outcome.
There's no other way to describe the game than this. Iowa is Iowa.
Yeah, and
they're good at what they do.
And we tried to play their game, and you can't do that.
It's not flashy. I don't think anybody saw that type of game coming.
I was thinking this in the middle of that game because, again, Iowa State got sucked into trying to beat Iowa at their own game, which is a foolish thing to do.
Absolutely.
And it would be really hard for me to be an Iowa fan week by week. And having to watch that style. Now, I understand that winning solves everything, but I see how that fan base like is ripping its hair out by the end of every year. I totally understand that.
It would be excruciating.
We're sitting next to one of them. Bensie's not on here, but he works here, and he's a huge Hawk fan, and he hates his own team. I've heard him talk about it.
I get it, man. Like, it'd be really hard to play that style of ball in 2018. Like, we live in such a society that does not.
The 2 yard outs.
The 2 yard outs and the. I mean, the. Oh, here comes IKM off tackle. Again.
Hey, give Stanley a little credit, though. You know, he made a couple of real nice throws in that game.
I didn't think he was very good.
Overall, no, I agree with you. He wasn't doing anything special, but that big play on third down, that was the game because it went down to the goal line and then they scored, right?
If we hold
them to a field goal there.
Dude, our defense is – that's the best defense I've ever seen at Iowa State.
I don't think many people would disagree with you on that one.
They held – Iowa's running game with that offensive line to 2.9 yards per carry with a three-man front.
I mean, the longest run for the Hawks was 10 yards, 12 yards, something. They didn't have any long runs,
did
they?
No, they had a couple that they broke loose a little bit, yeah, but that was it.
No, I've been very, very impressed with the defense. I mean, obviously, the disappointing part of Saturday was the offense.
Well, duh.
I think we went in there thinking we've got the better running back. I think we've got the better wide receivers. The quarterback is a toss-up position.
No, Stanley is exponentially better than Kyle Kemp. I don't care what anybody tries to tell me.
The numbers last year don't bear that out, by the way, Williams. They just don't.
What? Like, what? No, like, but the...
QB rating, touchdown to interception ratio.
You can't...
Stanley had more because he played every game. Kyle had 7. But you don't look at those numbers and say he was much, much better. Yards per attempt was lower for Stanley last year than it was for Kemp last year. And those three, I just gave you three.
Okay.
QB rating.
Let me just ask you this, Mark.
Which one would I rather have?
Yeah. If you're starting the team, give me all the numbers you want, okay?
Yeah.
If you're starting the team and you get to pick a quarterback and you can either have Kyle Kemp or Nate Stanley, who would you take?
Well, based on the last game, I'm going to pick Stanley because he threw the ball 30 yards down the field.
Don't base it on last game. Just in general, you know football. Which quarterback would you take? Don't worry about stats. You can have either one of them in your job and your livelihood depends on it.
I'd probably take Stanley.
Of course you would.
Well, look at me. I'm wearing a Hawks shirt. So. Right.
Hey, and I don't want this to get mixed up. I think Kyle Kemp is a – he's one of the great stories in the history of college football, if you think about it.
He's better than us.
Hell yeah. And I hope that he comes back and that he is healthy and that he leads Iowa State to a great season. I really want that to be the case because Zeb Nolan has years ahead of him. I want Kyle to be the guy. But there are limitations when he's your quarterback.
He's not going to wow anybody with his playmaking ability. I think we can agree with that. I was most disappointed and most surprised and most shocked by the fact that we've got very, very, very talented wide receivers. And to go an entire game without a deep shot, one, sucks. That's just tough to stomach as a fan. If you're going to lose because you try and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I get it.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But to not even try, that was tough to take.
I get it.
It's like, guys, clock's running. When are we going to try something here? And we just never, ever did it. And it wasn't like, you know, he was making terrible throws. You just, I don't know. You know, give Iowa's D-line credit. It's good.
It's fantastic. That's the best D-line Clones will play this year.
I agree with that.
The second best one is the Oklahoma one.
I agree with that. So now the question becomes, and I am really curious on your take on this, what is going on this week? And I'm not talking about Kemp. I'm just talking about our team. We're now 0-1. We're facing the number 6 team in the country.
Number 5.
5, fine. It's our first home game. It's not going to be low scoring like last week was. You're going to see points on the board.
Clones are going to win this week.
Zeb's likely going to start. I think that, you know, probably based on injury.
I think he will.
What are our chances? There's the question. What are our chances against Oklahoma? They just lost their running back. Their quarterback, who is a stud, is making his first road start.
If this were still a gambling podcast like it used to be.
I'm dabbling again, by the way, so we can talk about it.
Really?
Yeah. You just got a big smile on your face, didn't you? Yeah.
He's back.
I'm actually in Lane. My neighbor's got a pool where we pick 8 games a week.
I miss you so much on, like, Saturday nights at, like, 11 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark, I got to.
So we can talk about it.
Well, because, like. That's the best time because everybody starts reaching.
Well, I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks too, man. So, you know,
I'm so glad you're back.
I'm not deep in, but I'm definitely dabbling. So yeah, so tell me, okay, so speak to me like you are a gambling man.
I like Iowa State plus 17 a lot.
That seems really high to me.
It is high, and I think it's very so the line on this one before the season was like 10.
Yeah. Oklahoma's looked great, so that boosted it.
They have, but they've been at home against a mid-major team with a garbage defense. Florida Atlantic's defense is terrible.
And a bad Pac-12 team.
Yeah, and UCL, like, don't go, oh, it's a Chip Kelly team. It's, you know, it's – they're rebuilding.
Yeah.
I would be – you know my locks of the week that are sponsored by Nick Meyer here at Charterhouse?
I do know that, yeah.
I can.
How did you go, by the way? I didn't even pay attention. You had six locks, right?
I had seven.
Seven. How did you do?
I went 3-4 this week.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I was 0-4 at one point, and then I rallied.
Your locks are terrible, dude.
I'm right. What's funny is.
Why don't you rephrase what you're calling
everybody
them?
Says that. Everybody's like, oh, you're so horrible.
Everybody's right.
But nobody ever credits you for what you win.
Yeah, but you're using the phrase lock.
I'm right around 500.
Just say, here's seven things I think will happen.
Last year, if you combined every lock that I did on the radio and we kept track, I was exactly 500. So that's losing money. But it's,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You got to get to, what,
52.83%.
That's to win?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, I'll be there this year.
Yeah.
Do you remember 3 years ago when Gray and I did that thing and I hit like 70% though? So it ebbs and flows. Nobody's smarter than Vegas. I don't believe that I am. It's more for fun.
No.
But I think Iowa State is right there. I think it's a great play this week.
So
Iowa State's defense is going to punch those guys in the mouth.
Go a step deeper though. And obviously if our quarterback's different, that's different.
I think that's a good thing.
But what do we do on offense that is different than what we just did?
What's wrong with these chairs?
William's breaking the chairs over there.
God.
I think you're okay.
But it was just like popped.
Yeah. What do we do different this week? Deep shots? Please say yes. Well, please say we're going to take some deep shots.
It's not like, Mark, I feel like you're just comparing like arbitrary things here.
I just want to throw the ball down the field, Williams.
And you will, because Oklahoma's going to play you a lot differently than Iowa did. Like, it's two different teams.
Yeah.
They will – I promise you they will have learned something from that Iowa game. I think that South Dakota State game was a killer.
I agree.
In two spots, the offensive line, clearly, and the freaking punter. Like, that guy, for real, Mark, he had never played in front of more than like 100 people in his life before Saturday.
A little jittery.
Yeah, he lost his mind, and then he bounced back and had some really nice kicks.
I have never liked this. I'm on record saying I don't like it. I understand why they do it, but I hate the rugby-style punt. Hate it. And I think both that he shanked were that style.
They were.
It's hard to do it on the run, man. It's much, much easier.
But this guy's a rugby
punter. It's much easier to shank when you're running and trying to punt versus just planting a foot and booming. And when he did that, he had some very nice punts. It's just a risky way to do it. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but yes. I think they do it because it buys time for coverage. It gets him down the field.
Yeah, I've never asked that question.
I think that's the reason why.
I was told that this guy, and it's what's funny about this is I was going to have Rob Gray do a feature on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is the week. This guy has like 17 different punts.
Really?
Yeah, like he.
Backspin, front spin.
He's like a pitcher.
Does he do one that actually buries into the turf?
He's got like a knuckleball.
This one's called the fried egg.
It's fascinating to me. He's going to be a nice punter, but like he lost his damn mind in Kinnick Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, it's hard to blame him for that. Although I don't think the crowd is as raucous during a punt as it is during other times.
Clearly by the locks 500 record, I'm wrong as much as I am right.
That's correct.
However, this would be how I look at the game on Saturday. Generally, in college sports, things aren't as bad as you think, and they're not as good as you think.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess that Oklahoma probably isn't as good as we think right now, and Iowa State's probably not as bad as we think. Yeah. I would think that they meet somewhere in the middle. I don't know if Iowa State wins. I would be surprised if it's a blowout.
I would, too. Weather's supposed to be good.
How do we know? Right? Yeah, and like Kyler Murray is great, but how do we know how he'll react on the road against a really good defense in a ruckus crowd? Like, I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm surprised the number's so high. I think it's if I were a betting man, allegedly, I would take the Clones. Absolutely.
Me too.
At home. Anytime you think a team has a chance to win, and that might seem like a long shot after the way we just played, but I do think that there's a chance.
Roll a money line.
What's the money line on that? Plus 17 has got to be huge.
I don't know.
Plus 300 something?
It seems to me like that's something you need to get looking into.
I need to do a little research on that. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know what the takeaway from last week is. Hopefully it's not. The real danger after losing that first game, not being able to play that first game, is if we lose this, then we get a win. We're going to beat Akron.
Well, I'd hope.
And then there's two more tough games after that.
Yeah, you could start 1-5.
So if the wheels come off, yuck.
I don't think Campbell will let the wheels come off. He's not a wheels come off type of guy.
Has there been any progress, by the way? And
they'll beat somebody.
Has there been any progress in potentially scheduling another game? I know originally it was no. But now you've got teams that are maybe getting screwed up by the hurricane.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more teams in Iowa State's book after this weekend, I would think.
So if some team over there gets canceled that happens to share a bye week, that might open itself up for a game. But Iowa State wouldn't want a game that's a loss.
I don't think it's going to be the bye week. They'll end up playing some terrible FCS team on December 1st.
But they can only do that if there's a waiver, right?
Well, the thing is, a lot of those FCS teams are getting rained out this weekend.
Yeah.
On the East Coast. So they won't need a waiver. They would need a waiver if they need to play more than
games.
11 games.
Yeah.
Well, if they have a game that's canceled, now, like, that team, ironically, one of the schools that got canceled for this weekend is Hampton, which it was funny.
They have a football team?
I yelled at Steve Malchow, who's, like, Pollard's assistant yesterday, and he kind of just rolled his eyes at me like most of the people in that building do. I was like, hey, Malchow, get in Pollard's ear. Tell him I want Hampton. December 1st, schedule it now.
And he's not going to get right on it?
But, like, my point is, like, a school like that would be dumb not to, yeah, I'll take your $400,000 and come play at Iowa State on December 1st.
Is that the going rate right now?
You know, I would guess it'd be a little bit less than that.
Okay, because I heard that was what, is that what we paid South Dakota State?
We paid them like $425.
$425.
But that's like the first game of the year. What's going on?
We got breaking news.
No. That's the first game of the year, and it's scheduled, like, long time out. Like, this is kind of a last-minute thing.
Yeah.
If I'm, like, Hampton, it's like, I look at it like a cash grab.
When it comes to that time of year, though, do the players at Hampton want to come to Iowa State on December 1st?
It doesn't matter. They're getting paid. Well, their school is.
Have we ever had a game in Ames in December?
I believe so. Wasn't the Seneca game against UConn in December? Do you remember that when they lost?
At home?
Yeah. It was miserable.
Oh, I assume. It's December in Ames.
They lost.
Not exactly balmy out there. KK is going to yell at you, by the way. You're using her coffee cup. Right there. She just got back.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just grabbed a mug.
Just watch, dude. She's going to yell at you.
I didn't know it was hers.
She's back.
I'm sorry. She's really mad at me. I just grabbed a mug. I'm sorry. But yeah,
he's getting looks. She's mad.
She's nasty.
You didn't
woman.
You didn't notice the large K on the side of that cup,
man,
Williams.
I thought maybe it was your wife's.
That's true. They do have the same name. So
I bought this exact same mug for my wife, except it has a W at the end or on it.
Do you know why I have one with a K?
Because your name's Katie.
So nobody else lubricates it.
Did you lick it? Is that what?
No, I'm just drinking out of it.
Keep your tongue out of her cup, dude.
Sorry, Katie. Sorry, this is really bad radio for everybody who's listening right now.
That's what happens when you steal a mug. So
what made you get back in the gambling thing? I thought you weren't.
I love it.
I thought you weren't going to do the thing with Danielson.
Because I love. No, I was going to do it. Remember, I told you the story. I mean, I didn't want to tell the story on here because it makes my buddy look.
Yeah, no, I'm not
bad.
Trying to make anybody look bad.
He texted me and asked me if I wanted to do it. And
did you lose your damn mind at the Bears game the other night?
No, because I was surprised we were in that position. I'm literally going to watch Katie die, by the way. Hey, by the way, I realize this is bad radio, but she's literally standing on top of a ladder right now trying to change a light.
Terrible idea.
I usually get that. I usually get that bookcase and pull it up next to you so you don't fall over.
What about your Bears?
No. I mean, they were playing above their heads at that point. Did I think it was going to did I think they were going to win the game? Yes, until I saw Rodgers with his helmet on. And I'm like, all right, this isn't going to go.
What about your Cubs? Are you getting nervous?
They'll pull it out. Brewers don't have stamina. They don't have staying power.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm not worried. Who's the better team, Cubs or the Brewers?
Cubs are the better team.
By far? Better roster top to bottom?
I think they're substantially better.
Yeah. If they win today, which they will, they'll be three games up, and we're in mid-September. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine. My teams will be okay. I'll tell you who's a good football player is Mac. Guy's a good,
well, yeah.
Guy's
yeah,
a good
yeah. I mean,
football player.
Like you're breaking news here today.
Not breaking news. I'm just saying that guy's worth the money. So I'm saying I didn't know he was that good. Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of Mac footage when he was with the Raiders. As a Bears fan, I just wasn't doing that. I do remember him playing, I want to say it was Ohio State. Ohio State played Buffalo when he went to Buffalo in college. And
isn't it crazy that that guy came from Buffalo?
I was asking my buddies, like, what is the deal? How did this guy go to Buffalo? And somebody said he hurt his knee playing basketball right before he would have been signed by other teams. So Buffalo took a chance on him.
Was Turner Gill the coach then?
I don't know. It's good trivia for somebody.
Hey, what? I didn't get to listen to last week because I was all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this bull crap.
I'm ready.
Is why I couldn't listen, because I was planning on it when I was driving from one town to the next.
Yeah.
I have an unlimited data package.
Okay.
Through US Cellular. I pay extra for unlimited data.
Sure.
Did you know that if you do that and if you go across a certain number, they turn your power down?
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's a bunch of crap.
So you were using the crap out of your phone, and
well,
all of a sudden...
because I was on RVTV, and I'm uploading videos and audio. Yeah. You know, it's part of the deal. It's literally why I pay for the unlimited data.
So basically what they're telling you is use as much as you want, but don't use too much.
Until you get to 22 gigs, and then they power you down.
That
and
sucks.
I got to the point where I couldn't, like, listen to podcasts. I couldn't stream music. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I couldn't listen to the podcast last week. Why in the hell was everybody tweeting at me numbers? I mean, this went on for like 3-4 days.
Oh, you really don't know why?
Yeah, I have no idea. What was that all about?
People had a chance to win $1,000. Yeah, they had to come up with the total of combined score, combined total yards, and combined penalty yards for the game on Saturday.
Boy, I bet there was a lot of people that were way too high.
And nobody was even close.
Because they were all too high.
Everybody was too high. Yeah, I think the lowest was probably in the eights. And it was like 595 or something like that as a total. It wasn't close. So, yeah, I dodged that bullet.
Man, I kept getting all sorts of tweets.
And you never once thought to ask? You didn't want to text me? What's going on,
no,
dude?
I figured it was something kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of things I don't know what's going on, RVTV.
Yeah.
What's with this podcast? I don't know anything about it.
Well,
people are demanding you release the podcast. What happened?
So we started the new thing this year. Right here on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast network, actually. RVTV After Dark.
Yeah.
So one of the things about RVTV is, like, we work really long days.
Yeah.
And then we usually go to an establishment and hang out with the locals.
You have a few soda pops? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the concept behind it was to podcast from these establishments. And we did one on Tuesday from Norwalk, and it was really funny. Popular. We did one on Thursday from Alvia that has been downloaded over like 50,000 times. Like, people love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, it's all of us sitting around uncensored, just BSing about the day.
Yeah.
It's really a behind the curtains type deal.
Sure.
There was one in Knoxville from the Dingus Lounge
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday night that I didn't think was appropriate to release.
Really?
I feel like some lines were crossed.
You can't do some bleeping and put it out there?
This is beyond bleepage.
So give our loyal Fockers a taste.
I'm not releasing the podcast.
All right, don't release the podcast, but give us a taste. What was the direction?
Mark, I'll put it this way. We were at the Dingus Lounge.
Yeah.
At 1:30 in the morning on a Wednesday.
Okay.
there's nothing good that can happen.
Good crowd at this moment, or?
It was a spirited one.
Okay. And were these things that you were saying that you don't want released in the world?
No, or? I was fine.
Was it Ed Wilson?
I'm not going to get into names.
It was Murph, wasn't it?
I'm not going to talk specifics.
Murph, who's been on here a couple times, ruined it for everybody.
All I will say is my friend AJ, who owns the Dingus Lounge,
yeah,
he was telling us like uncensored stories of things that have happened at the bar.
Oh, on the podcast.
Yeah. And let me tell you.
KK's over there watching because KK knows him.
He's a good guy.
Is from
great guy.
Knoxville.
I'm actually going to go to Dingus tomorrow. Going to hang out with AJ for a while before the late model race.
Yeah. When I asked KK about that particular person, she had rave reviews.
He's a great guy. He got us some pizza. He's fantastic.
And he looks like a surfer.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
In Knoxville.
I'm a big fan of his.
So
he listens to Maya and Ross's show like religiously too. He has great taste in entertainment.
We're 188 episodes in now at this point.
Are we?
4 years, I think.
Should we do this?
It's been going on since like 2016.
We should do the 200th from Dingus.
I was gonna say, I think if nothing else, I think I should be allowed to listen to the podcast. That's what I think. Doesn't have to be released to the public. I think I need a taste.
I don't know. I think it was the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in Dingus?
Never been in the Dingus.
I think that it was just the atmosphere of Dingus, and it had poured that whole day.
Yeah.
Everybody was super...
wet?
No, not even... I'm not even... It wasn't drunk. That's not even it. We're almost delirious at that point because you're so tired.
Yeah.
And... we were like we're like a bunch of like 6-year-old kids on a long road trip, and
sure.
you let them out at a gas station to let them run around,
yeah,
burn off some energy, and yeah, that's kind of what we were at 1:30 at the Dingus Lounge.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that you shouldn't post, and this one is never going to see the light of
day. So remember when we did this on our podcast? Here's my question. So if you release the podcast and let the good parts play, okay, and then the parts that weren't so good, you put in that weird alien sound that we put in ours once.
Yeah, got put into the Albia one.
How long would that go on for in this particular podcast?
Well, yeah, Sipker was really inappropriate.
Not surprising.
He was really bad.
Did he micturate on someone's floor?
The problem is just a lot of the like stories that AJ was telling and stuff. Like I'd have to beep for like 2 minutes
straight.
Like it's just not podcast appropriate.
Was he aware that he was being recorded?
Yeah,
like
no,
the headset was on his head.
Yeah,
did he know what the point of that was?
He's great. He knew exactly what was going down.
But he didn't care.
No, we told him not to care.
Yeah, but apparently he should have cared.
No.
So then people could have listened.
You know what? With my discretion, on Wednesday night at about 2 a.m., I'm like, I'm going to wait to post this.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till the morning so I can listen to it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I did.
So did you actually re-listen to it the next day?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, crap.
I'm like, I'm glad that I didn't post this.
Yeah. Man, this would be far worse than anything we've ever said on this thing.
The After Dark podcast, though, is a must listen. The one in Albia is great because we were hanging out with Lee Greenwood.
Oh, you got Lee.
Lee Greenwood.
Because he had said no to your show.
Yeah, he denied coming on Mayan Ross's show.
Okay.
He was not having anything to do with it.
Okay. But he made the podcast.
It was so funny, man.
Did you talk to him about the
song?
No, did he leave it alone?
He wasn't on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
You think he'd come on?
I don't know. Sounded like he was at the bar having some drinks with you.
The whole day was just so surreal. Did you see the end of the newscast?
Were there the concert?
Yeah, where Murph's standing up there in front of a bunch of like veterans and all these like people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, God bless RVTV. God bless Iowa.
Yep.
God bless the city of Albia. And God bless the USA.
Yeah, I did.
Here's Lee Greenwood.
Very patriotic of Murph. I did see that. Yeah, absolutely.
It was so funny.
Was it, did he do a concert or one song?
No, he did a concert.
How long was the concert?
He played for an hour.
Oh, did he?
He was playing everybody else's songs.
See, I was unaware of this. I know the song well, and I know who he is and the connection to the song.
Yeah, I mean, being a big Republican like you are,
I had no idea. I thought this dude was a one-hit wonder. We looked him up. The guy had like 31 chart songs in his career.
Nobody knows it other than like the God Bless the USA, though.
I know.
Like, people think that's his only song.
I know.
Yeah.
That was one of them. Is he?
Dixie Road was a classic.
Did the town of Albia pay good money to bring him in for this? Or?
I know the figure. I'll tell you when we get off. I don't know if it's like public. I'll tell you how much, though.
Yeah, Fockers hate you right now, by the way. I can tell you that when I get off. I'm not going to play the podcast for you.
I don't want to be disrespectful. Those people in Albia are awesome. I don't want to like be disrespectful.
We need a separate podcast called The Stuff Williams Tells Me When We're Not Recording and then record it. It would be good, man. It would be a hit. It would be a big hit.
If you know of another podcast feed, you can put that on. Go for it.
Oh, man. That would be good. We'd get some ratings.
Maybe that's when I get out of this game in 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
When Lane and Jack were in my basement the other day, they were asking me podcast numbers again. We were talking to my wife before we recorded last week. And I swear to God, both of them thought we had like 800 people that listened to this a week.
Really?
They were shocked when I told them how many people actually download this and listen to it.
You know what's
like,
funny?
What?
Funny about that.
I think they got a little nervous, to be honest with you. They're like, oh, this is cute. No one's going to hear this.
Well, everybody thinks like the radio deal that I do is like just way bigger.
Yeah.
It's larger in scope in the sense that you can reach more people.
Yeah.
Actually, you can't. That's not even true. But like, you can say like, oh, there's 100,000 people like in this market or whatever.
Yeah.
And even in like, okay, so how many of them have their radio on? And then how many of them are paying attention?
Yeah.
How many of them are not yelling at their kids?
It's not appointment radio.
When they listen to something like this, they are engaged in it.
They
and that's
sought
why
it out.
The advertising works so well.
They sought it out.
Because these people feel like they know you.
They do. I just met another guy today who might get into real estate, and he heard about me from the podcast. It helps. I'm telling you. I've been honest with you. I've told you many times this is the best thing I've ever done.
It's just different.
Related like, to my business.
And there's nothing wrong with the radio. It's all different. It's just a different it doesn't surprise me that those guys thought that. Most people have no idea. Like the thing we have built in, the advantage, we were, I believe, the first podcast network in the state of Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that we were.
Yeah.
I mean, there may have been another one, but I don't think they're still around.
Yep.
And so we've had people subscribing to our podcast page for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this fleet of subscribers built up where everybody else is kind of like just starting it now.
A loyal audience that we appreciate.
We need to have another kegger here at Charterhouse for them.
Well, so our 200th episode, we'll be in our new office by then.
We're going to have a big kegger?
Larger office. Definitely do a 200th episode party. We'll have a cake misspelled by Hy-Vee once again.
Maybe I could get like Niang to come.
He said he'd be on this, but I think
he'll come on.
I think he's to the level now where our people have to contact his
Niang will come on. He's my boy.
I've never met George.
He's great.
I need to, yeah. George would be good.
Naz would come on too.
I try to think who, well, not then they won't because that's basketball season. They won't be here.
Well, I bet Naz would come on like from the bus on one of his road trips.
That could work.
Hey, Nick.
It's busy here today at Charterhouse.
Yeah, everybody's here.
The bees are buzzing.
Everybody's at Charterhouse today.
We do. My wife reminded me we do actually need to set a date to go to the Axe Murder House.
Yeah, we need to get I need to get Veliska Johnny on the phone.
So you need to figure out when he can accommodate us. Take our generator down there.
I'm just nervous to take the generator because it might start
to awaken
the
spirits. I know.
I don't want to bother.
You don't need to worry about it. I'm going to take some ghost spray. We'll be fine.
See, this is my problem, and this is why I don't like taking Ross places. Because Veliska Johnny's my friend.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to go down there and mock him.
You think I'm going to poop all over his beliefs?
Well, I'm just saying. Like, this guy is a professional ghost hunter. Remember the last time we were going to go? He texted me, and he's like, hey, I swear to God this is true. Because there's going to be a lot of people who think I'm making this up, and I'm not. Or he was going to come on Mike and Ross's show or something.
Yeah.
And he texts me the day of, before we were going to go down there, and says, hey, I got to fly out to California for an investigation. Sorry, man, but this is how the business goes.
Oh, my God.
Because there were people who rely on ghost hunters like Veliska Johnny to save them from the spirits.
Wouldn't
I don't want is to take you down there.
Yeah.
in your polo shirt and your combed over hair and to look down upon Villisca Johnny and the good people of Villisca. I can't have that.
All right. Do I wear overalls then? What do you want me to wear?
Just don't dress like a douche.
Fine. I'll try.
Vince knows what I'm talking about. You can't.
Vince is wearing a polo right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but only because he has.
He looks like a leprechaun.
He's a Southwest Iowa kid.
Bright green. Yeah. What are you, Notre Dame coach over there? So I say, yeah, I can behave.
But I am. I know you can. I trust you more than I trust.
I didn't misbehave in the bachelor's house.
I am concerned.
I respected his turf.
I am concerned about the generator in the Axe murder house. I don't want those ghosts to like get inside my computer and mess with the electricity and all that stuff.
If you ever want to have a great job, find a job in which people pay you to do something and you have to provide no proof that you've actually done it. That's what his job would be.
Villisca Johnny?
Yeah, go,
see, this is my problem.
Ghost is gone. Ghost is gone, dude. I got him. He's in this box. He's in this box.
You're
right
going to go down there and just be arrogant is to it, Villisca Johnny?
Is it not okay for me to try to understand what the guy does and how it works?
Here's the deal,
I
though.
Can't have doubts.
This is what you don't understand. If you go on there and you crap all over the ghosts, to Villisca Johnny, who is the ghost, he is their overlord.
They're
going to
crap on me.
Well, I'm concerned that they will attach themselves to you and come back.
That's interesting. I mean,
that happens. The legend has it that the ghost got so tired of people like us showing up at their house that they've now moved over to Villisca Johnny's house, and they're talking to his kids and stuff.
Oh, man. How close does he live?
My dad does the fertilizer for the Axe murder house. That's how he knows this.
Well, how far away does your dad live?
From the Axe
yeah,
murder
from
house?
Axe murder
10
house.
Minutes.
10 minutes.
If we do this, we're staying in Clarinda at night, and you're going to go to the Shittily D. And we're gonna, I'll take you up to the Emerald Isle up there in Imogene.
What the hell is the Emerald Isle?
It's a bar.
There's so many places.
I'm gonna take you on. We're gonna go to Farragut to the bar there with Mike Dreyer, Blair.
Farragut?
Yep.
Man, where exactly?
We're gonna go on a tour.
This is how deep into Southwest Iowa are you talking about?
Well, I mean, this is like the county connected to Missouri.
Oh, okay.
It's, I mean, you're 5 minutes from Missouri and 30 minutes from Nebraska.
It's right by Hamburg.
Yeah, Hamburg, right there, yeah.
I've been, that's where my brother-in-law died.
You ever been to?
Hey, thanks for bringing it up.
Oh. Have you ever?
Dick.
Have you ever been to Shotgun Genie's in Hamburg?
No, I've been to the vet's office to pick up a dead dog and then came back home.
Google Shotgun Genie's Hamburg, Iowa.
That was about it. So it was not good memories of Hamburg.
Honestly, Hamburg's probably like the armpit of our region down there. That's the town nobody wants to go to.
Yeah.
I'll show you where I used to work.
Did you work in Hamburg?
No, in Shenandoah.
I'm trying to work here while we do this. I probably shouldn't do that. Let's do it. Tell me the day.
I'm going to text Villisca Johnny once we get off the air.
Okay. Tell me the day. We're going to do it.
It's got to be close to Halloween.
I will behave myself.
Is Katie going to come?
I don't know if she'd want to do that or not.
We should see if we can get Katie to stay in the Axe murder house by herself for an entire night.
No, and the reason I know she would absolutely not do that is I've heard many stories where she gets scared being by herself at home, like in her own house.
That's why you need to own guns.
So guns don't work on ghosts, Williams.
This is true.
You know, I hate to point out the obvious, but you know, they don't care. They're spirits. So I'll do it. Let's do it. I'm excited.
We don't need to get into it. I feel like we've had this conversation so many times.
About Villisca Johnny?
No. Just about, like, ghosts in general. Like,
you're a big believer. I'm not. It comes down to that.
And I've never experienced one, but I don't think all these people are crazy. You're telling me that you think that Johnny's just a big liar.
No, I think people believe that they've experienced things. Sure, absolutely. I guess I would summarize it like this. I believe in God. And there's a lot of people that think I'm crazy for believing
in
God.
Well, isn't God the same thing as a ghost?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Prove
you can't see God, can't prove
it. It's called faith for a reason.
It's a feeling, but I don't have a feeling about ghosts. So maybe I'm just not a believer.
I can't wait until we're in the Axe murder house and that ghost reaches out and touches you.
I wonder if it's something like... man, it's busy. Wife's here too. She's like, everybody's here today.
I feel like we have like a legitimate audience for the podcast today.
We do. It's an audience big time. But you know how
Katie, could you get me some more coffee? Oh, I was just kind of being a dick, but I came in and I grabbed her cup and then I asked her to get me coffee. I'm just kidding.
She would, though. She was about to do it.
Thank you.
You know how you watch a movie where there's spiders in it and then you go to bed and you swear your legs start itching and you swear there's a spider on you or you feel it. This happens to many people. Maybe
Jesus,
you're weird.
That sounds horrible.
But the point is, there's no spiders, but your brain's telling you there is. So now if I go to the Villisca house,
that's called a dream.
Am I going to start thinking like, oh, I heard a sound?
No, because
I felt something.
If that happens, the ghost felt like you were disparaging them and they came home with you.
Yeah.
See, that's what I do. I am concerned about that aspect, that they get into my truck and like that it could turn into a thing.
Well, do ghosts understand and follow rules? You just say there's no ghost allowed in my truck.
They don't follow rules, because if they follow rules, they'd be in heaven or hell.
Well, then ghosts are assholes, is what you're telling me.
If they followed the rules, they wouldn't be stuck in this like medium afterlife thing that they're in right now. They would have just gone to hell or gone to heaven.
I'm so confused by you, man. I really am.
Anyways, so what's your plans for the game?
Okay. My plan is to...
Are you going
to
tailgate, do all that? Are you just
11 a.m. kick?
Yeah. I love 11 a.m. kicks, man.
Oh, yeah. Could you get your night back?
And then I'll sit in my 3-TV 6 setup in the basement and just...
Probably drink
beer all night. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. You've never come to my house to experience the 3-TV setup.
We
got beer?
Mark, I've never been invited to your house.
You're invited every week.
Yeah, but that's just... That's
Lane and Jack just said the same thing.
It's an arbitrary invite.
No, I said open invite. Open invite means open invite.
So I could walk into your house at 2 a.m. and I'm invited.
Well, yeah, you're going to be by yourself in the basement watching TV, but that's fine. You know, I won't be joining you.
We should get the fight on Saturday night.
Doesn't an open invite mean any time? So, like, if you text me and you're like, hey, I want to come over today and watch football, I'll be like, fine.
What if you have plans?
Don't have plans. I'm married. And
yeah, we already talked about it.
Yeah, my Hawk shirt. Thank you very much. I told everyone that I'm 0-3.
You need to give Ryan Grove a plug.
Against you. So, I love plugging Ryan Grove. It's my favorite part of the podcast.
Ryan Grove was fired up after the game the other night.
I
saw him tweeting.
Everybody was, man. It was a terrible, terrible game. Ryan Grove is our buddy.
He's the Ames real estate mogul.
He is the one that you should call if you have the Ames real estate need, buying or selling.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good spot for him to advertise with the amount of college kids that listen to this.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing too. The rules and names have changed, by the way.
What do you mean?
The rental rules. Our good friend of our program, Lawrence, lives right by the stadium. He was telling me now that neighborhoods have rental caps.
Really?
No more than 25%. And in his neighborhood, he said it was 37% of the homes are rentals. So they're grandfathered in, but they can't do any more if you want to. So a good real estate strategy that Ryan Grove could help somebody with. Pay attention to this, okay? If you're a parent of a college student, a good plan is to go to Ames, buy a house. You can buy a decent house around campus for $100,000+. You don't have to spend a ton of money. Your son or daughter gets roommates. Those roommates essentially pay the mortgage for 4 years. And then at the end of 4 years, either keep it as a rental or sell it. But it beats having to be in the dorm and pay that amount of money. You might as well try to make money while your kid goes to college.
Hell, you could pay for your kid's college.
Oh, absolutely. This is a really, really, really smart strategy that not enough people take advantage of.
I'm going to do that in 10 years.
Right? So if you're listening, you're like, oh, holy crap, I've never thought about that. Good. Call Ryan Grove. Tell him you want to find somewhere for your son or daughter to live. Grab a couple roommates. And essentially, your kid gets to live for free during college. That's how the math works out in most of these situations. So it's smart. It's a way to do it. There you go. That's all
we should do that together when the girls are going to college.
How old's Cammy? A little bit younger than Hollis.
She's 3.5.
Yeah, Hollis is 4.
Yeah, they'll probably be in the same grade.
They both have cycle and cheerleading outfits.
They do. Oh, dude, Cammy's scared to death of Cy. It's like a...
Oh, that's not good.
So last Saturday, I was leaving for Iowa City at 11, and I was getting ready to drive her up to Ames to take her to the in-laws. And I'm trying to put a Cyclone shirt on her. And Cammy's screaming because she knew it was Saturday and she knew I was putting the Cyclone shirt on her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want to go to the game. And we couldn't figure out why. She's scared to death of Cy.
Yeah.
She, like, hates him.
Well, that sucks.
I don't know what to do about it.
But this just started. She used to not be scared
of Si. She was scared to death the first game, the South Dakota State game, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
She lost her damn mind when she saw Si.
Mascot fear is a real thing.
Yeah, and she's scared of the Cubby Bear at the iCubs games, too. She doesn't ever want to go to iCubs games.
I remember when Seton was scared of the animatronic characters at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Those are horrible.
He didn't want to go up there and watch Munch Munch. I think Munch Munch is the big purple animal up there that eats the tickets. I think his name is Munch Munch. He wasn't impressed with him.
I once put my hand in poop at Chuck E. Cheese.
Your own?
No.
Your wife's?
No, some child.
Not your own child?
No.
That's disturbing when that happens.
It was on a bench.
Yeah.
I was watching like my niece do something in one of the games, and you're sitting.
Yeah.
Put your hands down. And I don't know why, but I gripped underneath.
Yeah.
And I felt something squishy.
Did you taste it to see if it was chocolate pudding?
No, but I smelled it, and it was definitely poop. Somebody wiped it down there. I think their kid had a blowout.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
That's similar to...
It happened to me two times. It happened to me there, and it happened to me, I swear to God, at Adventureland.
It's one of the worst smells in the world when you step in a pile of dog poop and it smears. And then you get that whiff.
Yeah.
Have you done that? Like you're playing in someone's backyard and you do that?
You should see the craps that Dirks takes.
Oh, man. Do you pick them up regularly?
Yeah. I mean, you don't just leave them in people's yards.
No, you're rich, though. You should hire a pet butler to do that. That's what
Please.
They do.
No. I'll pick up my dog's turds.
Whatever, dude. I just let our lawn guy mow over our dog turds.
I don't pick them up in my yard. But, like, if I'm walking it.
No, I mean your yard.
No, like, dude, our backyard is just, there's
a landmine.
There's feces everywhere.
I'm going to advise you as somebody that might sell their house in the future to go ahead and clean up your yard before you do that. People like to go out and see the yard, and stepping in your dog's crap.
I'll do that when the time comes.
Okay. Yeah, my good friend Darren Eustone, pet butler. I don't know if he still does, but it's a good service. It's a little bit too expensive, but they come pick up your dog's crap. It's great. You're looking at me like you would never do that.
No, I feel like that's a big waste of just quit being lazy and pick up your own dog's turds.
It's just the less turds you have to deal with, the better. By the way, are you back to front or front to back when you wipe your butt? We took a poll on this on the podcast. He's thinking. He stood up. He's actually
front to back.
He's front to back. I think that by far won the poll. It was 60.
Who goes back to front?
28% or something of the people that responded to the poll.
Why would you do it back to front?
Because it doesn't make any sense to push the poop farther back away from you where it's harder to handle.
Yeah, but you're wiping it closer to the your genitals.
You're not, because so when I took a dump the other day, I actually thought to myself, because you do things routinely and you don't actually think about how you're doing
them.
Yeah,
that's why I had to stand up and
so what you do is you actually lift your sack and then wipe. It's a two-step process.
Why would you do the two-step instead of just
the one? It's just the way that I was meant to do it. God made me a back-to-fronter, and it's fine. And people say you get crap on your balls. It's not true, because you get them out of the way. It's very clean, and it's the way to do it. It served me well.
I feel like...
Yeah, that's a good note. Okay, we should clarify. We just got handed a note. We're talking about males here. Males.
Yeah, because the women...
If you're a female, don't ever go back to front.
Because then you get the yeast infections.
You get the crotch rot if you do that. So you don't want to do that. But if you're a male, it's a lift and a wipe. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, so thanks for chiming in.
I really am just floored by the fact that you do that, but that's okay.
Do you go between or around the side?
What do you mean?
Some people like go around the side, like from the side they go in, and other people go back through the legs, like they're hiking a football. How do you access?
No, I go on the side. Mark, I feel like you have a lot of splaining to do.
Do you guys want to watch me take a poop? I'll show you how it works.
No. God, this thing's off the rails. I love it.
But it's still not as bad as the podcast you can't release.
This is a borderline After Dark podcast right here.
Yeah, this is why people listen. And more importantly, this is why people listen to the whole thing. Because right before we're getting out of here, that's when we talk about how to properly wipe your butt. So, okay.
Well, best of luck to the Cyclones on Saturday.
I think you should bet on the Clones.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I heard it was as high as 18-something, too.
Let's go money line.
17?
I saw it at 17, but I've seen it all the way up to 19.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be there 11 a.m. watching the Cyclones at least try to cover the line and hopefully win the game.